Hey, Joyce. This is Peter.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I thought I would give you a call since I'm home early, and maybe we can get this started, and you won't have to call me back in the morning.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay, I have the I have my computer on, and I have the design package pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
It says flowers that attract happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go from here?
Well, now, Joyce, as I told you that I was waiting for the content which goes up on the website, and also the picture which will be going up on the website for the products. Okay. So.
Okay, I have the pictures and the content. How do I get them to you?
Well, you just open your Gmail, okay? Do you have your Gmail open right in front of you?
Yes.
Okay, so now, are you on your computer?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I am.
So on the left, on the left corner, you see the up. You see there's an option of compose an email.
So I need to go back. Get out of your site, right?
No, you have to stay on Gmail, okay? Where there's an inbox of Gmail, okay? Where you see the mails and everything, okay? On the left where it's written inbox, shared, snoozed, sent, drafts, spam, and everything. Above that, you see there's an option of compose.
Okay, just a minute. I'm trying to get back to that.
Oh, maybe
she's not so slow. Did I click on the right thing?
I don't know, honey.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Davidson?
Yes, Joyce.
Do I click on inbox?
No. Above the inbox, you see there is an option of compose. Compose.
I just get an email.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, I see that. I see compose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now what?
Okay. So now when you click on compose, a tab opens where you need to write to, for example, to which you have to send the email, okay? So in the tab of to, you write peter@orbitdesignagency.com.
Okay, to, just a minute. Okay, you say? Okay, it came up, so then I click on that, right?
Yeah. So my my email is now placed at the section of two, right? peter@orbitdesignagency.com.
Yes.
Great. And now you see beside the send button, you see there is an option of A, which is formatting options, right?
Yes, I see that.
And beside that, you see there is another option of attach files. Where you see
I got that.
Okay, so you click on that button, okay, and it will open a new tab where you can select the content, the pictures, and everything. Okay, you can just simply press Control on your keyboard, okay, and whatever files you need to send, that all will be selected all together. Okay.
Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on. My computer's kind of slow. Okay,
no
I clicked on the. Okay, yes. I see some pictures here.
Okay, so have you selected all of them?
How do I select all of them?
you just press the button control from your keyboard, okay? The CTRL button in your keyboard.
I don't see that.
It's on the left side, and it's like in the end, like where it's caps lock and then shift and then tab. Under that, there is a button of control, CTRL. It's written in the short form on your keyboard.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Okay. You hold that button, the CTRL button, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you click on all the photos which you need to send me.
Okay.
Then you'll see that every picture would be automatically selected where you will be controlling, okay, where you'll be taking the mouse. Wherever you click, that file would be included in this attachment. Can you do that?
Okay. Well, just be patient with me, please. I think my computer is freezing up again because I can't move the thing up where the pictures will come up again.
No problem. Take your time. I'm with you on the call. I'll guide you with everything.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mr. Peter.
Yes, Joyce.
I have about 25 other pictures on my phone that I need to send to you too. So do I need to email them to my Gmail and send them too?
Yeah, you can. You know how to send mails from phone, right? So you can send it to me directly from your phone.
Just a minute. Well, all of those.
All of these right
here? Mm-hmm. Plus. Okay. Plus these. Jerry. Plus these.
Wait.
Okay. Thank you.
These two. All it and all these. The birdhouse.
These are two. I like this picture of the birdhouse better than that one, but maybe you can take that one out.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all?
Well, honey, actually, these other pictures that I should have sent these to my email first. Because these here pictures are better here.
Well, honey, what you want to do?
Let's just go ahead and send them those. And we can get a trial run.
I hope you're not having any confusions, Joyce.
I am not very computer literate.
Okay, no problem. Take your
but
time.
But I can't
okay?
help you.
Yeah, if you have
okay,
if
thank
you,
you
have any confusions, just let me know. I'm on the call.
Okay.
Subject.
Pictures.
What's in all these?
Mm-hmm.
and the power is too large. We gotta scroll it down.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes, Joyce?
It's saying that the file is too large, so I have to make them smaller, I guess.
Exactly. Because even if you send these files to me and they're bigger in size, what will happen is that if I upload them on your website will become slow. And people will be able, like, for example, if I open your website, it will load in so much time that I'll get frustrated and automatically I'll not buy from your website, okay? So just make sure that the sizes of the photos, these are small, so that when we put them on the website doesn't get slow.
Okay. How many pictures do I need to upload at first then?
Well, that's completely your choice, okay? That's completely your choice. Even if you send us 100 pictures, we'll add everything on the website, okay? So that depends on you.
Mm-hmm. But you said the more pictures, the slower the website is.
No. The size, exactly the size of the picture. For example, yeah, exactly. If you're taking a very high quality image, what will happen is that it will be like the size of that photo will be 15 or 20 MB, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that will slow down the website, okay? But if you if you take a picture of like 15, 20 or my 100 or 200 KB, then that won't slow down your website, okay?
Okay. I just sent some to me, so how many did you get?
Okay. You just sent me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me check it. Well, I have received 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I've got 16 photos from your site.
Okay.
But
okay.
What's happening is that I will request an access from you because these photos are locked, okay? I've requested the access from your site, and you might have received on Gmail. If you check your inbox, you might have received an email regarding that Peter Davidson wants an access to your files. So you need to allow me that access so that I can see those pictures.
Okay. Okay. I got it. So allow you access.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do this?
There should be a button of allowing me.
Should be where?
When you open the mail, okay, there will be a button where you can allow me the access to go through the file.
Okay, you gotta click on it and open it. Share an item. Oh, right there, share.
Okay.
Okay, I just did that.
Okay, let me check it again. Okay. Well, Joyce, you've sent me 16 photos, okay? You allowed me the access to one photo, and now I can only see one photo. And the rest of them,
okay,
I cannot view them because you need to allow me the access again and again. So what is it
okay.
like? Do you know how to use Yahoo more or better than Gmail? So you can send me the pictures from Yahoo too on peter@orbitdesignagency.com. And I will receive it on my mail.
But how many can I send you at once? I mean, to keep from doing this over and over.
How many do you have? How many in total do you have?
I have a total of 25.
Mm-hmm. So you can check it from Yahoo that how many you can send. Like, you can send me the first email that can consist of 10 photos, and then the next email of 10, and then the 5. So
I can't do that on... Can I do that on Gmail?
Yeah, you can do this on Gmail too, but if you know how to use Yahoo more better, then you can do it from Yahoo too at the same email
address. I have help here on Gmail, so since I'm on that, I just rather stay on that then, okay?
Well, did you follow the same way, like I told you, in the compose option?
Okay.
You go to the compose option?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, how many do you have now?
Okay, let me check it.
We should have tried this on sending it to me first.
Can you hear me, Joyce?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, so the first one is the blue pot, okay, which you've just sent me. And then the second one is a necklace, a pink necklace. And the earrings. And then the third one is the same. The third one is the same, the pink necklace and the earrings. So you've sent me the pink necklace multiple times. And the one product is the blue pot, which you've just sent me.
Okay. So do we need to send them the rest of them?
Yeah.
Okay. How do I send these to my Gmail so I can send these to them too, the ones we took the other day?
Which one? Let's get this stick.
Okay.
What you want to do?
Send them these, but then I got different ones too, you know.
Okay, let's get these.
Okay.
First.
Okay.
But we are ready to leave there. Mm-hmm. Because we sent four. Okay, he did. Okay, he got that one. He got the blue pot. Okay. This one. This week. Good. Let's go to try five. Okay. You work. So we'll stop at 10. Okay. Open there.
I'm still sending.
Yeah, sure, Joyce. Take your time.
Okay.
Or if you want, you can send me the photos, okay? And then you can give me a call back, or if you want, I can give you a call back after 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, coming back in 30 minutes.
Okay.
How long are you going to be at work?
Okay, I'll call you back in 30 minutes, okay?
Okay, okay. And I'll try to get this together, okay?
Yeah, that will be my time, 4:30, okay?
It'll be 6:30 my time.
Okay, great, great. I'll call you back in 30 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we stopped on 13.
Okay.